Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are beginning this week a new chapter after spending, I think, 9 sessions discussing chapter 18, Perek Yutches. We are now moving on to Perek Yutches, chapter 19, and this morning we are going to give a very brief introduction to that chapter and what it's going to speak about. I want to begin by sharing that if you look at the beginning of the chapter, the very first pasuk is really just a intro pasuk, and it serves to give us a little perspective. If you recall, the first pasuk reads, "Lamanteach mizmor leDavid." There's two words in this pasuk which denote song: lamanteach, the conductor, and mizmor. We had discussed in many previous chapters that in the last 18 chapters, about 6 or 7 of the chapters have begun with the word, whether mizmor or lamanteach. Sometimes a combination of the two in Perek Gimel, or sometimes even adding a third word, Beneginos. And each one is important. Why David HaMelech, why King David chose to begin the chapter with either 1, 2, or similar words in terms of introing the Perek. And this one is actually an easy one. We're going to see in a minute that the theme of this chapter, the theme of this Perek, is going to be the confluence, going to be the working together of nature as a whole, God's created world, and the Torah as a map of the world to understanding or getting to know Hashem himself. And therefore, the idea of Lam Nanseach, the idea we've discussed in the past of a conductor trying to get all the parts of the symphony to work together harmoniously as a mizmor, is truly an appropriate introduction for this chapter. And that really will frame our discussion for today. I want to begin by reading a very unique comment of the Ibn Ezra on this chapter. He writes the following. He says, "Zeh ha-mizmor nichbad ma'od." He says, this mizmor is so lofty, it's so holy. "Hu kashor im melechas shamayim." It is connected to the creation of shamayim. "V'ato afarshenu b'derech ketzara." I'm only going to explain it, he says, in a very short manner. "Rach lo yivinehu mishalo lamay chachmas hamazalos." Amazing. He says that you can only understand this chapter if you study astrology and the world at whole, that realm. If you understand it, you'll understand this chapter, because it's going to discuss, as we'll see, different ways that the creations of God, the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, all contribute to understanding how God runs the world. And apparently, says the Ibn Ezra, if one does not understand the astrology of it, you'll find it hard to understand these psukim in terms of how they relate to understanding God through these creations. Actually, interesting, I always like to quote, I think it was the Pnei Moshe. The Talmud Yerushalmi has two main terushim, commentaries on the page, the Karban Aida and the Pnei Moshe. And the Pnei Moshe, if I recall, at the beginning of Seder Zeraim, I want to verify it, but I believe he writes that in order to understand Zeraim, those Masechtos, tractates that discuss agricultural laws and farming, he had to go to university to be able to study, plants and growth and fields so he could fully understand and comment intelligently and in a sophisticated manner, on these topics. It's very interesting to note that. So the Ibn Ezra says the very same thing here. If you want to fully understand what the chapter is trying to get at, one has to understand how the world astrology in general, how the world runs, how it operates. And in fact, Rosham Shtal Hirsch, we'll read another line in a minute from the Sforno, Rav Hirsch, in his introduction to this chapter, points out that he agrees the Ibn Ezra is saying that it talks about in this chapter the idea of looking at nature and how it runs the world, but it's in confluence and combination with the Torah. And we'll see there's going to be a shift in the middle of this chapter to understanding that even though, of course, one can engage with and understand and relate to the world and God's hand in the world through seeing creation, however, the best way, the more, the deeper way, or maybe the more, the smoother road to understanding God's world is through the study of Torah. We'll see that shift, God willing, in the middle of this chapter. You really need both, understanding of the world, of creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, nature, but also in confluence with study of Torah. The Svarno, in fact, writes that this chapter states that the sun is the most exalted from all of those things. Somehow he says the sun is the one body that God created that one can relate to God through in the world. It's interesting to say that because we know famously that light is compared to Torah. I should say that Torah is compared to or, compared to light. And therefore, it's a nice idea that Sforno writes that even though we're going to denote in detail all of the different creations of God, but the sun is the one that one can best understand God through, maybe because, again, it talks about Torah as well, and therefore Torah is compared to light. If you look at the Malbim in his beginning and intro to this chapter, he also agrees to the idea that the chapter is going to be about investigation of the creation of God's world and understanding God through it. However, what I think is important, and if you have the time, I always recommend to see the sources we say and share inside. The Malbim, beautiful, it's very lengthy. Usually he has a short paragraph. He's thematic in his chapter, in chapter 19, Perek Yotes. And he says that there are six items, which the study of Torah have over investigation into creation. In other words, while investigation into creation is, in fact, a way to discover God, but there are six things you might be missing if you don't use Torah as well. And he distinguishes between the six milas of the Torah over creation of the world. That's the Malbim and the intro to this chapter. And I conclude by sharing that we always like to quote the Vilna Gaon, the Master Rav. I have it in the back of my weekday sitter. The Vilna Gaon wrote his Minhagim, short, various kind of notes in Minhagim they've reserved of the Gra. And the Vilna Gaon apparently said that we always, of course, I mentioned this in the past, think of Shir Shalom as a seven-day cycle. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. Maybe Levet HaShem Ori in terms of Elul. We think of the song of the day having a seven-day cycle. The Vilna Gaon said that there is more than that. Purim has its own shir we discussed, I believe it's Perek Gimel Yas HaShachar. Other holidays have a special chapter Tehillim which replaces the daily one. We don't actually do that, of course, our practice. If Yom Tov falls out on a Tuesday, we will still say the Mizmor of Tehillim for Tuesday. But the Vilna Gaon said there should be a plan for certain Mizmorim of Tehillim being the Shir Shalom of certain holidays. And he claims in the Master Rav, I'm going to read to you where exactly it is so you can look it up if you would like. It's in Os Kuf Tzadivav, that is 196. The Vilna Gaon, the Master Rav, says that this particular Mizmor is the Perek of Tehillim for Shavuos. And going back to our first comment, it makes sense, because if the whole chapter's theme is about understanding God, not just through creation, but also through study of Torah, of course, Shavuot is the holiday that celebrates and recognizes the gift that we got from Hashem of the Torah, and therefore there's no more appropriate chapter, Mizmor, than this one, to have be the Tehillim, the Mizmor, for the day of Shavuot, the holiday of Shavuot. Okay. That concludes our introduction for Chapter 19, Perek Yotes. We will, Amir Tashem, begin the actual chapter next week with some very familiar psukim, hopefully, to all of us. Wishing all of you a wonderful, meaningful day. I should add that hopefully everyone should stay safe, as it's a very unique time right now with all the viruses going around. Everyone should hopefully stay safe and well. Amir Tashem, we should hopefully share good health and besiros tovos. Wishing you all a wonderful and meaningful day.